This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Your Miami Dolphins will be back this week taking on the New Orleans Saints. They stink. The Dolphins need this win. No margin for error after the Dolphins' bad start to the year. At home, 1 o'clock is your kickoff from The Rock. That means Game Day Uncensored comes your way at 9 a.m. So get ready for this one, everybody. Week 13 of the NFL season. You, of course, have your Thanksgiving slate as well. But the Dolphins, 6-point favorites against the Saints this week. Mike McDaniel spoke this morning on the potential return of Austin Jackson. Here's what he had to say.
Well, there are more opportunities for him to, you know, integrate back into the offense, and you know, I'm very excited as he is for the uptick, and feel very confident about where he'll be at through the week, as long as there's no setbacks. So we'll progress with aggressive temperance.
Good to have you back, Mike.
Save, what did he?
It's a big word for me, dog.
The thesaurus on the.
I guess so.
In the break.
Yep. Well, it'll be great to have him back for sure. I would imagine. You know, I can't imagine he's going to come back and be a bum. That would be terrible.
Yep.
Can't have that.
It would.
I need this all seamless, like you said. Just keep that offensive line moving in the right direction, which they have been. Crazy to say.
They've actually gotten better as the season has gone on, which makes my point. Sometimes it's not about the talent, but about the amount of games they play together.
I'm still not like, how should I say this? I'm still not like buying that they're all the way back, though. Like, because if you told me the Dolphins were in a dogfight with the Saints this weekend, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, they earned that.
They're not getting. They're not getting that belief from me yet.
The fact that there's no game the rest of the year that you should come in here on a Friday before the Sunday and say the Dolphins should win this game. They haven't proven that.
They're too squirrely. They're too inconsistent.
Now, I will say
I'm not ready to do it yet.
I will say this. We all said that the first game of the season, and look at where that team is. So I'm not just going to disregard it.
If you had to guess, like, do you think the Dolphins win by more than a touchdown this weekend, or it's a squeaky cheeker? Because I know the
Saints. I think they win by more than a touchdown.
Because the Saints are bad. But I don't know if the Dolphins are good.
They're just less bad.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm just.
You know what it is. You don't want to be sucked in and start thinking that this team has a chance and then start getting your mind wandering with that. Oh, this team can make noise in the playoffs when you don't feel like they're as good as most of the playoff teams right now. And they'll probably be favored the next two games. And if they're, what, 5-7? What are they now, 4-7?
They're 4-7.
So if they're 6-7 after the Jets game.
They have two two-win teams they're taking on next in the Saints and Jets.
But do you trust them to go into Pittsburgh on a Monday night in December to beat the Steelers?
I don't know if I trust them in a Sunday afternoon to go in the cold weather and win against the Jets.
I
don't know if I trust them. I don't know if I can get that trust. I don't know what they can do. It would probably be, you know what it'd have to be, Vlad? Like, they'd have to, last week of this, and I don't even think, like, it really is setting up for them. A normal team, the run is there for them. Saints, Jets, Mason Rudolph on a Monday night, though they have lost to him before in a different uniform. Bengals with Joe Flacco with his stupid toe.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, with Joe Burrow and his stupid toe.
And he's playing this Thursday.
That's a Sunday night football game. Bucks are kind of reeling, and then the Patriots maybe playing for nothing? I mean, it is there for them. It is there. Though. You can talk yourself into it. It's
there
just, I also think there's a good chance the Dolphins could go this next game, yak up a couple turnovers, and lose a 9-6er.
I just think that regardless of what people think, in order to win a football game, you have to play decent football. And the Dolphins haven't proven they can do that consistently. So if they get on a run where they're finding a way to win games, then maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, they turned it around a little bit. But we've seen this the last couple of years. Poor start, stretch in the middle. Then when you get hope, wet the bed.
Yes, so we have seen this.
I'm going to wait until after the stretch here in the middle. And then when they start and when it gets towards the end, who do they play after the next three games? They play.
The next three are home against the Saints, road against the Jets, road against the Steelers on Monday Night Football, back home against the Bengals, what's scheduled to be Sunday Night Football.
It's going to be flexed.
It might be flexed. Though they love them some Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Well, it'll depend on how he does Thursday night.
Let's see what other games they got that week. Who could hop in the chat that week?
I tell you this: if it's an NFC West game, it's getting burrowed. I mean, Burrow's going to get burrowed because Al Michaels loves not leaving Los Angeles.
You think he calls it in?
I'm just saying, if it's a Rams versus Niners, a Rams Seahawks game, I have a great feeling that game will be the.
We got Saturday games that week, so that takes some of them out.
Pittsburgh, Detroit.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's not a great slate.
New England at Baltimore.
Chargers, Cowboys, maybe.
Chargers, Cowboys could be moved.
It probably depends on the Dolphins, if the Dolphins are good or not. If the Dolphins are playing well or not. So, we'll see. But you know what it is, dude? It's like there are things I can look be like, all right, hey, the defense is playing better, okay?
Yep.
The young linemen are figuring things out. Kenny G, Jordan Phillips. Jordan Brooks is playing out of his mind.
Out of his mind.
You know? I think it comes down to Tua and McDaniel. I just don't know if I could trust him. Because McDaniel's going to be too cute, and Tua might turn into a time bomb. Like the lines coming together. Devon Achane, he's been one of the best players in football this year. But I think if I was asked to have the temperament of the team, which is usually quarterback and coach, do I think they could really go on a run? Just feels like there's going to be a disappointment there somewhere along the way. Now, Nick T says, don't forget, no more Chris Greer. That's fair. But then E. Sims says, Tobes, you know you can't trust him. Also fair.
Yeah.
Getting Darren Waller back?
This puts a lot of strain on your loyalties. You want to be loyal. You want to have confidence. But they have shown no reason to do so.
Man.
Talk to me when they play Pittsburgh.
So if they win,
you know, I would love nothing more than, you know.
Yeah. So if they get to
that's a game where they can get Ramsey, they could get so a little get back, Janu.
So you're saying a win on Monday night to get back to 500, then they can talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a couple questions. By the way, the Browns just named Shedeur Sanders their starting quarterback.
Why should they?
No, they just
did.
They just did. Yeah. Adam Schefter did. Okay, so now here's some. This is some Tobin and Leroy stuff now. If they win their next two games, and then they go into Pittsburgh and win at Pittsburgh on the road, and they are 7-7.
Yep.
Can there be a file for appeal for the Tua
for hour two to return?
Okay. So
500.
500. That would be 500 and that's 5-game winning streak.
I'm gonna say it like this. If they win in spite of Tua throwing the ball to the other team, if he is one of the main reasons why, we can have a soft opening.
He can go in front of the parole board, but
so I can start, I don't know. So my attorneys can start the paperwork right now.
Yes.
If they beat
but it
the
doesn't
Saints,
mean we're it doesn't mean we're bringing it back.
No, but I could file it, and then if they do happen to be 7-7, I could send it in and then it will be read and a decision may be made.
Correct.
Okay.
We'll take a break. A little all right. Oh no! To close things out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.